I believe we all have eyes to see, ears to hear, and heart to perceive what the Lord is trying to say today. All I know is he told me Psalm 27. Now, I have the Passion Bible version, and it's just absolutely wonderful to me. The way it reads is just amazing. I'm not sure where this is going to go, but I am going to read, because that's what he told me to do.
Where are you at, hon? I'm sorry.
Just Psalm 27.
Okay.
And he did say to use this Passion Translation. So that's what I'm using. The Lord is my revelation light to guide me along the way. He's the source of my salvation to defend me every day. And could be a little confirmation of the silver streamers.
Tinsel, yeah, streamers.
Yes. Tinsel. I was thinking big, but were you, tinsel would be thin. Were they thin?
Thin, like you put on the
okay.
tree, that kind
yeah,
of,
yeah. Yeah, okay. I fear no one. I'll never turn back and run from you, Lord. Surround and protect me. When evil ones come to destroy me, they will be the ones who turn back. Amen. I think that's pretty powerful.
Absolutely.
My heart will not be afraid, even if an army rises to attack. Well, this is David speaking, but I'm sure we have plenty of Satan's followers that would like to rise and attack us.
Absolutely.
So he's saying his heart will not be afraid even if the army rises to attack. I know that you are there for me, so I will not be shaken. Here's the one thing I crave from God, the one thing I seek above all else. I want the privilege of living with him every moment in his house. Finding the sweet loveliness of his face. Filled with awe, delighting in his glory and grace. I want to live my life so close to him that he takes pleasure in my every prayer. In his shelter in the day of trouble, that's where you'll find me. For he hides me there in his holiness. He has smuggled me into his secret place. I like that word he uses. I don't know what another version might say. That's between 5 and 6.
Hide. In the secret place of his
hide.
Tent, he will hide me.
Mm. Right, in the shelter of his secret tent.
Okay, I like those. He has smuggled me into his secret place. So that when the enemy attacks, you know, he's smuggled me in.
Gramsha.
So
he's safe.
We're safe.
Thank you, Lord.
Where I'm kept safe and secure, out of reach from all my enemies. Triumphant now, I'll bring him my offerings of praise, singing and shouting with ecstatic joy. And I think that's what he desires of us, is to come to him joyfully.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
know, not with all our troubles and, you know, our shoulders hung low and, you know, but with our heads up and praising and glorifying him for what we have,
yes.
and even for what we don't have.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, listen and you can hear the fanfare of my shouts of praise to the Lord. God, hear my cry. Show me your grace. Show me your mercy and send the help I need. Lord, when you said to me, seek my face, my inner being responded. So it's your spirit that's going to respond. I am seeking your face with all my heart. So don't hide yourself, Lord, when I come to find you. You're the God of my salvation. How can you reject your servant in anger? You've been my only hope, so don't forsake me now when I need you. My father and mother abandoned me. I'm like an orphan. Now, one of the notes that Brian Simmons put down here for that verse is, every child needs four things: acceptance, focused attention, guidance, and protection. And that is so true, I think, of the children that are growing up now. Mm. They're, you know, I shouldn't say not everyone has that kind of upbringing, but there's so much focus on the parents themselves, yeah, and their problems and the poor me's and all of that, they're not showing it to their children. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Focused attention. How many of the young people today are focused on their phones?
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
You know, and the children are just running around doing whatever they want.
That's right.
Because there's no the supervision and guidance aren't there.
What I see a lot of is going out to restaurants and see families out there, and every single one of them, right down to the mother to the father, all on that phone. It's like, where is your together time? Where is your family time?
Right. What is the point of being together?
That's right.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And when he says, my father and mother abandoned me, I'm like an orphan. Mm. So it could be something that children could feel.
Sure.
You know, in their childhood, that because the parents don't have the focus on them.
That's right.
Not saying they have to be focused 24/7, but right. At least show something.
Acknowledge.
You know. Yeah. And I will say I am grateful that for my children are a little older, and I have two boys. One, they're both married. One has children, the other one does not. And my youngest one, who has my grandson, Matthew, of course, who's the most wonderful grandchild in the world.
Nice.
I noticed that when he's around, their focus is on him.
Nice.
And that really makes my heart happy,
yes,
you know,
yes,
to see that.
God bless.
and this particular part of the psalm kind of speaks a little to me and in my life and certain things that had happened to me, whereas I had parents, they're both deceased now, because I'm older. My dad passed when I was 51. And when he was 51, and I was 12. And at that point in time, I believe what came in to fill that void was definitely a negative spirit. So dealing with the abandonment of that parent, and my mom then having to go to work at that point in time, that negative spirit came in, and has taken hold. There's a root there. Mm-hmm. And the root, I think, has, over the years, has spread some feelers out. So I'm not saying that the Lord is not in the process of sending his angels to pull that root out and to burn it. I am noticing that it's seems to be manifesting itself more, and in reading that book by Paul Keith Davis, The Thrones of the Soul, he does mention he went through an experience where he was really and truly being plagued by something. He doesn't go into detail what it was. And it was revealed to him that what the Lord was doing was causing whatever that was inside to kind of blossom out so that it could be pulled out by those angels that are commissioned mm-hmm. for that particular job. So I had an interesting experience. The other night, I'm being honest, fallen into what I would say is my way of coping with certain things that have been starting to blossom up, you know, more to the forefront. And in the past 60 years, you would think that they've blossomed enough and they should be out of there, but they're still getting stuff is still coming up.
Sure.
And it surrounds that issue of abandonment, you know. So I was sitting in my chair and I was watching TV, and it was like something inside of me sort of came up, and it was like I turned my head towards where Bob used to spend a lot of time in his office. He had TV in there. And if we weren't on the same page with watching TV, I would watch in my space and he would be in his, mostly watching the Red Sox.
Sure, yeah.
So it was like, wow, I'm really alone. I said it out loud. And I'm still praying about that because I'm not 100% sure if that was the enemy trying to point that out to me or the Lord pointing it out, wanting me to deal with it. And when I did deal with it, I dealt with it in the negative way that I normally do, which is to just veg out, watch TV, and maybe get something to eat. So I'm believing that it's time, that he's shaking things up a little bit for me, you know.
Yep.
And I'm finding with the being alone part, sometimes there's a difference between actually being lonely and being alone. Now, you could be alone in the midst of a group of people.
That's right.
Which I have felt that way at times.
Is this the same one that was visiting last time?
It doesn't want to seem to go.
I don't know. Oh, got it.
You got him.
Wow.
That's right.
Go.
No bothers no
thank
more.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That's enough of that.
That was good. You're out of here.
And he is.
That was enough.
You are out of here.
That's right.
Enough is enough.
So I'm now asking the Lord, you know, I know there's a difference, and I have been in a group of people where I've actually felt invisible.
You're not the only one.
I think we probably all felt that.
Yeah, you know, you just you're just invisible. And and this one instance, someone was actually standing in front of me, and it was like I wasn't even there. I mean, they were this close to me. They're back to me.
Yep.
You know, it's like, psst, psst. Okay, I guess I really am invisible.
Yeah.
So those are things right now that I feel the Lord is dealing with. And I know the angels, I'm just saying I believe that they're activated.
Yes.
And they're ready. I'm ready.
I get there the sense go. That yeah. they're going to help you cope with you losing your husband.
Yeah.
And how are you going to deal with it when you don't have anybody?
Exactly.
You know, you don't have
exactly. And I found with the passing of my friend, we were very close, just like Jeanette and Darlene are. The Lord has really helped me a lot in that regard. And in some instances with Bob, it's been a few years that he has not been in the home. Mm-hmm. But I think you're right.
You go see him every day or whenever you can.
Right.
So when you're not able to do that anymore, he's just trying to strengthen you, I think.
Yeah, I agree too. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, like when things come to a head, you're coming to a head now. You know,
maybe
this is the time of resolution for you.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And that's what I pray.
Yeah.
You know,
we're never alone.
No.
But you can feel that way, though.
Yes. Know? Yes. I do know. I mean, the Lord is here.
Right.
You know,
He's
inside. He sent His Holy Spirit. He's my comforter. My problem is, when I was 12, I wasn't aware of that.
Right.
So that left that opening for the negative spirit to come in. Mm-hmm. And what I used was food to, you know, fill that void of what was in there. And I didn't have any brothers or sisters. And like I say, my mom was at work. So when I would come home, you come home to the empty house. Mm-hmm. So that, like I say, that's, I know when it happened.
Sure, right.
That's just
right.
Enough.
Right.
Which is a benefit, though, too, in a way, Peggy, because some people could be going through the same sort of emotions, and they can't pinpoint where it actually happened.
Correct.
You know exactly where it happened.
Yep.
I know.
So I see that as a good thing.
Yes, mm-hmm. And my question has always been, well, how do I get this thing out? Mm-hmm. And it's not for me to do.
That's right.
You know, that's why I'm blessed by that book, Thrones of the Soul, because, you know, the answer is in there. It's not for me to do, you know. For Him to do when it's time.
That's right.
And I do feel the time is close, so I'm grateful for that.
God bless you. Absolutely.
Of course, I'm grateful now, but the question has always been, what do I do when that's not, you know, those negative things that I fall back on, you know, what's going to happen when they're not there? But I'm believing
when the body comes into play.
Yes,
that's when.
And I'm believing that what's going to be put in is peace.
Amen.
And that peace
that passes understanding,
that surpasses all understanding, is going to be the new root that's planted, so that my foundation will be stronger in Him.
Amen.
That's right.
And not in anything else.
Amen.
Amen.
And I do have these the scripture about not being alone. I do have it on my refrigerator, so when I go there,
every day. Every time you open the fridge.
Right. It's there looking at me, you know. You are not alone.
That's right. That's right.
So get away from the fridge.
step back.
I need to have it on
Without
my TV now.
It's
like, next place, I need another one. Put it on my TV.
Right.
Big letters. You are not alone.
Oh, they don't call it comfort food, you know, for without nothing. A reason.
Yeah. That's right. Correct. Correct. And that's probably not a good word to be using.
No, that's right. Right. You've got to find comfort in the Lord. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So once again, my father and mother abandoned me. I'm like an orphan. But you took me in and made me yours. Now teach me all about your ways and tell me what to do. Make it clear for me to understand, for I am surrounded by waiting enemies. And I think that's very true. I mm-hmm. think that Satan is relentless.
Oh, yeah.
And that's another thing I'm listening to is that John Bevere wrote that book called Relentless. And I'm listening to a teaching that he does along with the book. It's on its CDs. Did you get that?
Mm.
And so I'm listening to those. And, you know, we need to be relentless in our fight
yes.
against mm-hmm. the enemy because we have power to do that.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
We have the power.
That's right. Don't give up.
I agree.
Wow, say that again. We have the power.
We have the power. You have the power. You have the power. You have the power.
We have the power.
We have the power.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. And we do. We need to be relentless in our fight.
That's right. The enemy's relentless.
And eventually, so. Yes. I think that enemy will absolutely be totally defeated. You're not mm-hmm. going to see him again.
That's right. That's
yep.
right.
Yeah. Yep. He has to back down at the
name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus, he has to back down.
That's right. Okay.
But I think at some point, that particular enemy will be gone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Granted, there's going to be another. Because
I was going to say, as soon as that one ends, there's going to be another.
Well, as we climb, the levels go
yep.
up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I was noticing yesterday, I went to do something, and I could feel resistance to something that I wanted to do. So this time, as I stood there, I heard, you're going to do that by my grace,
mm-hmm.
which I knew, but all of a sudden I knew it in a level.
Reinforced.
So I stood there to allow it to process.
Mm-hmm.
And as a young person, performance was my idol. That was mm-hmm. a performance. Well, a performer is a doer. So I learned to do. But all the while I was doing, I hated it. So now, because I felt that I had to earn, a performer's earning.
Right, for more reason, kind of, right?
Yeah, they're earning. So I stood there and I said, okay. So I knew that, and I knew that that was there. So I just kept allowing the Holy Spirit. So he says, no. You are going to let go of that because every time you feel that, you lean on my grace. Hmm. And my grace is going to do it. You're not going to do it anymore. In other words, I'm not going to do whatever, even though it's a simple thing, and it was a very simple thing, but it still triggered in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
To, just like you, triggered into the root.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, every time you pick that up, you keep yielding to my grace. Lots of processes.
Like absolutely.
We all know that. Until that process of allowing his grace to do what I'm thinking in my head, I should be able to do this. But there's anger attached to it because of the root.
Right.
So, no. My grace will do it. And so I just kept allowing that. And I was getting the scripture Romans 6:14, you are no longer under the law, but under grace. Well, the law tells you you have to do.
Right.
Because it's a law. And I stood there and I went, you're right. I feel like I have to do this.
Mm.
But it's something that really is part of life to do, but I felt like I have to. But being under that truth of Romans 6:14, I'm not under the law anymore. I'm under grace.
That's right.
because of Jesus. So I was receiving that teaching, and I, just like you, I need to allow that truth to work its way down to those bottom mm-hmm. roots and be the foundation.
Well, when you were sharing what you did before about going to the bank and that you yeah. really didn't feel like doing that. Mm-hmm. I've been in that spot sometimes when going to the nursing home. And it's like, Lord, I really don't want to do this today. And it's like, but it was like the law, well, you have to go today. Yeah. You need, yeah. you know, you should go today and so on. And what I have learned to realize, it's his grace that is going to allow me to do it. And it's not the law that yeah. I have to go.
That's
but
what
it's
Joyce
by
was
his
saying.
Grace.
Did you listen to that from Joyce?
I didn't have a chance, no.
Okay, if you do, because yeah. it'll help you. Because mm-hmm. that's exactly what she wanted.
Right.
She had three.
Right.
And every time she had to do that. Mm-hmm. And she said, it's not because I really love them. She said, I forgave them. But she had no loving relationship with them. Hmm. So she said, it was God.
Yeah. Well, so for me, it's just sometimes it could be, you know, whatever soulish thing is going on within me just doesn't want to do it. Just don't want to do it,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
a soulish thing, and I realize that. And I do have to ask for God's grace, you know? Just
yeah, we all do, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, at times.
To get me in the car and go.
Yep, there you go.
Know how you're talking about grace. And I was asking the Lord one day, and I said, okay, I can hear this word grace. Okay. I have an idea what grace is, Lord. You know, so, you know, I can just picture him sitting there with me. Oh, well, I do. I have an idea of what your grace is, Lord. So it's like, tell me what you think my grace is. So, well, I know what the word gracious means. So I assume that. So he says, so you don't really know what grace is. You said you know what grace is. You don't know what grace is. You're telling me gracious, and you know what gracious means. Do you really know what gracious means? Because that comes from the word grace.
Right.
So, bottom line, go look it up. If you don't know what you're talking about, then you don't have a right to say anything.
Mm.
And you don't have a right to claim it because you don't know what you're claiming. You don't know what you're talking about.
Mm.
So if you don't know, you need to admit that you don't know, Darlene, and you need to go and you need to search it out for yourself, because everybody who searches it out will get a different twist of it, but you need to search it out for you. You can't go by what Gail says, by Lisa says, by Peggy or Ann. You can't go by that. You need to know for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, after searching out that word, and I searched it for quite a while, and what I got from it was two words. And every time I hear the word grace, I substitute the word grace for these two words, because grace doesn't say anything to me. I don't take it the way I'm saying it. Grace doesn't speak to me mm-hmm. what God wants it to speak to me. So, is that okay? So the words that he gave me when I searched it out was acceptance and approval. So when I hear him say, my grace is sufficient, I hear, my acceptance and my approval of you is sufficient. Mm-hmm. That's all you need to know, is that I approve of you, I accept you. I don't care if nobody else does. All that should matter to you and to your heart is that I accept you, I approve of you. And when I say not by power, but by my spirit, that's all in tune with his approval of you and his acceptance of you. And he's never going to leave you. He was telling me, I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. I'm with you always to the ends of the earth, no matter what happens, no matter what lie comes in, no matter what you see, no matter what you hear. But when I tell you that my grace is sufficient for you, that's what he told me to remember. Just remember how much
I approve of you and how much I accept you. I accept you. And that is for everybody here. He accepts us. No ifs, ands, or buts.
And,
but he did say, if you don't know what the word means, don't start claiming it because it's going to do zero because you don't know what you're saying.
Yep.
You can read it out of the book and say, oh, by his grace, I'm healed. Someone approaches you and says, what do you mean by grace? Well, I don't know.
Right.
Stand there with your jaw.
I don't know.
Well,
well gracious means that's not the time when someone approaches you to start saying, oh, I don't know. Because you should already have gotten that before you open your mouth and said and claimed the promise, which is all good. But if you don't know what it means, it's useless.
That's right.
It's
See,
the just
word he
words.
Gave me for grace is empowerment.
His ability. Empowerment.
Empowerment.
Yeah.
So when I did that with the bank, it was his empowerment in me that,
that did it.
Got me right out the door, did the job, and came home. It was all his power. Sure wasn't mine.
So when you hear the word grace, like Anne, when you hear the word grace, what comes in?
I think
everyone will have a different part.
Well, in the Amplified, it all, a lot of times it says unmerited favor. So I've kind of gotten to think about, you know, the Lord's favoring me.
Yeah.
Even though I sin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He gives me his favor.
He approves and he accepts you regardless.
Right, even if you don't accept or approve of yourself.
It does, that has nothing to do with
That's
it.
Right.
Yeah, because it's about him. It's not about us. And he said the other day, can I just add this little bit and then I'll clam up. Go right ahead.
You don't have to clam up.
She's on a roll.
No,
you roll with it.
Because I was all excited.
Yeah.
You know how
awesome.
Pastor talks about me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
He's talking in a context of something, and he'll say, yeah, and then we run into that, me, myself, and I. So I brought that to the Lord, and I said, yeah, I learned that somewhere along the way. I learned that that was the way. I learned that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, how could I change that? And he said, well, start declaring. Instead of me, myself, and I, start declaring you, yourself, and we.
Mm.
Because it's all about him. He is to live in us, and we're a partnership. So start declaring you, Lord, you, yourself, and we. But it's him working through us. It has nothing to do with me or any of us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's him looking for a willing vessel that he can flow through and make a difference.
Amen.
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 And all we have to do is be. We're human beings. We're not human doings. We're human beings.
Right.
Amen.
So we just have to be, and he does. That's
and let
it.
Let the flesh die.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what I was experiencing
yes.
last
yes.
night. A chunk of
it's
my
painful.
Flesh was dying.
It's painful. I just said that to Jeanette yesterday.
It is painful, but...
But it's
all
necessary.
All of a sudden you get a release because that's what I was going through. I was letting something die yesterday because I'd had a very rough night the night before. So I was letting it die. But in the dying process, I mean, that whole, that I called it structure within me that I was allowing to die, it releases some kind of
power,
energy or something that's got to go, but it's still...
Well, it's submission.
Yeah, it's feeling.
Mm.
There's something going on. And the way I get a lot of it is, I'm pumped. You know, it's because something within me died.
Yeah, right.
So, boy, I just, I normally take a shower for bed. I could no more climb into that shower.
Mm.
I just plopped.
Wow.
That was it.
Just pooped.
It had consumed.
Hey, that's a good word, yeah.
Because that structure had... a hold of too many places.
Yeah.
Right.
And when you let it die, whoo.
Mm. I was telling
and then he yanks it out.
Yeah, then eventually, right? Because he's replacing it, I can feel the replacement going on. But, you know, there's a transition.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's right. The transition period right there. Yeah, that's right.
Leaves and it's not comfy. Oh, it's not comfy.
No.
Well, a lot of things right that are right are uncomfortable. You know?
Yes, that
Absolutely.
Is correct. That is correct.
Well, thank you, Darlene, because basically what I did today was I just gave it to him, and he said to just read it, to read this scripture, and he'll do the rest, which he's done for the past 40 minutes.
Nice.
He's done it.
Yeah, hallelujah.
It's got nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
It's all him.
That's right.
You know, because he's working through all of you.
God is great. So, absolutely.
Thank you. I'll just run through the rest of this.
And she's relieved.
Thank you, Lord. God's
Amen.
Blessing.
Yep. Okay. You can't let me fall into their clutches. They keep accusing me of things I've never done while they plot evil against me. Yet I totally trust you to rescue me one more time so that I can see once again how good you are while I'm still alive. Here's what I've learned through it all. Don't give up. Don't be impatient. Be entwined as one with the Lord. Be brave and courageous and never lose hope. Yes, keep on waiting, for he will never disappoint you.
Amen.
Amen.
That is just
Thank
so
you.
Awesome.
It definitely powerful. Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Is just so awesome.
I love
Not
that,
that. The,
I
you
love
know,
that.
The other translations are beautiful and they're time tested and all of that, but that to me was just beautiful.
Right.
From the heart.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Amplified says, wait for and confidently expect the Lord. That's exactly
yeah.
what you did.
Yeah.
And mine, it
let
says,
him do it.
Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord.
Mine says courageous, but okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's also true.
So I know it. I know. So. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen and amen.
That's right.
We're really going to fellowship today.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
We